Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Wait, one second, I can hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I couldn't hear you.
Okay, Ms. Joy, good afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. I'm just running from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. Can I have just a couple of minutes? Can you kindly share your opinion with us?
Who are you representing?
It's called Opinion Research. That's the name of the company that we're doing it for. Okay? You can go ahead and look it up on the website if you want.
And so I'll answer your question if it's okay, but I'm getting into my building right now. I'm getting into the elevator.
Okay, go ahead. I have your time. Don't worry. So how was your day, Ms. Joyce? Hopefully you had a great day.
It was a great day.
I think just the fact that we're alive and able to...
Well, I also had a great doctor's report, so it was a lot of
day. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, if I get...
Hello?
Can't.
It's okay.
Focus until I put this down.
Okay, it's okay.
And you represent who again? Tell me, I'm sorry.
Opinion Research. That's the name of the company.
Is this about politics? This is politics and stuff?
Some of it is, but a lot of things, basically, you are, if I'm not mistaken, you are in New Jersey, correct?
Yes.
Okay, basically about the things in New Jersey, your local community.
Okay. I'm probably more going to know more about national than I am about New Jersey, but go ahead.
Okay, now. First of all...
I'm walking so I can hear you.
Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances, Ms. Joyce, that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably a 50-50 chance, or don't think we'll vote?
I'll probably vote.
Okay. Now, moving forward, in what year were you born, if you want to say it? Now,
not young.
Okay. Moving forward, the only reason we ask to make sure that we are speaking to people over 18 years old. Now, Miss Joy, what is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, other?
White.
Okay. Moving forward. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone pretty seriously off the wrong track?
Off
the wrong track, okay. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone pretty seriously off the wrong track?
It's kind of in the middle, I would say.
Okay, well, the option is right direction, wrong track, or you don't know?
Well, I don't like the extreme, so I guess I'll have to say I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100, a very warm, favorable feeling, 50 is neutral, and if you have not heard of that person, or you do not want to give your opinion, please let me know. Andy Kim.
Okay. And what was the favorable? I forgot what the choice was.
Okay, 0 to 100. 0 is very cold and favorable, and 100 is very warm, favorable towards them. 50 is neutral. You can use any number between 0 and 100.
I'd say 85.
Thank you. Andre Saye.
Don't know.
You know? What about Tammy Murphy?
Probably not. I know who she is, so, but I have no opinion, I guess I'd say.
Okay. What about Shavonda Sumter?
Don't know.
Bill Pascrell?
Low.
Any between 0 and 100? Now remember, Miss Joy, just that I let you know, your opinion is strictly confidential, okay?
Yeah. Zero.
Zero. Okay. Moving forward. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as your member of Congress?
Neutral on that. So
okay.
Yeah.
Would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
New.
Thank you.
Someone new.
And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Probably Andy Kim.
Thank you. Moving forward. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Andre Saya, and Shavonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
I don't know.
Okay. Moving forward. Well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Bill Pascrell, Andre Saya, or Shavonda Sumter?
I don't know. I'm a little off on that.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Saia, for whom would you vote?
No answer.
Okay. Now, and if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Bill Pascrell or Andre Saia?
No answer.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you, we're almost done here. I'm going to get you back to it. I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Now, Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress, who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. And he has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker. Now, having heard this, is that much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
A little more likely.
Okay. Shavonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality. And recently, the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Having heard this, does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support her?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And Andre Saia has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Saia has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support him?
More likely.
Thank you. Moving forward, and I'm going to get you back today. Now, after hearing that information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Andre Saia, and Shavonda Sumter, for whom would you vote?
Bill Saia?
Pascrell, Andre Saia, and Shavonda Sumter.
Yeah, I'd say Andre Saia.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. Now, Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gone worse, and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Now, having heard this, does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support her?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is a part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of the power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Having heard it, does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less
much,
likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Now, despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Having heard this, does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, with Andre Sayre as mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Sayre's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department. Having heard this, does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support him?
Can you tell me the name of the attorney general you're talking to about? I mean,
I'm sorry, I don't have his name. I don't have his name.
U.S. Attorney General of New Jersey?
New Jersey's Attorney General, yes. New Jersey's Attorney General was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. Now, we're at 90% here finished, ma'am. Now, after hearing that information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Andre Sayre, and Solana Sumter, for whom would you vote?
I don't know anymore. I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm not as well versed in the local politics as I am in the national politics. So.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Sayre, for whom would you vote?
I don't know.
Okay. And now the last...
Now you're going to make me do my homework. I haven't done it yet.
Okay. Now, the last questions are just for statistical purposes, okay? Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay. And what is your religious background?
I prefer not to say.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
Okay. Now, and finally, well, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Joyce.
Okay, Ms. Joyce, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you. You just got home. I caught you when you were going inside your door, and you took time to share your opinion with us. I really do appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and be blessed, okay?
Are you volunteer?
Yeah, I'm a volunteer, yes.
Yeah, because I've done a lot of volunteering, too, with the elections and stuff, but I haven't done local. I've done more of national. And I suspect any minute now I'm going to start to get a lot of emails going, will you do this again? But you made me,
makes you feel good, correct?
Yeah, it does make you feel good. And also what you did inspired me to learn a little bit more about what's going on locally. Cause I have to admit, I've had a lot of things on my plate and I haven't gotten to that part of it yet. And I should. So now without feeling guilty, I'll go do my homework, right?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.